Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are going to be interviewing our cousin, Jack McDonald. We will have his Instagram linked down below so you guys can follow him.
He's an actor. He's been in Never Have I Ever, which you can watch on Netflix. He's also been in a small part in Modern Family, which you can watch on Hulu, and a few other parts in a few different shows. So, to the interviewing arena! I guess. That makes no sense.
Hi, and welcome to the Two W's podcast. This is Jack, our cousin. Would you like to say hi?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we will be interviewing him today. And, yeah, I guess we should just get started. So, here is the first question. So, when did you start acting?
I started acting professionally probably in 2017. I started doing like background acting in shows and movies, but I've always loved doing like theater acting when I was a kid, and you know, making people laugh in class.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The next question is: did you always want to be an actor? And if not, what did you want to be?
Well, no, I didn't always want to be an actor. When I was in preschool, I wanted to work at Taco Bell.
Well, obviously.
Oh, yeah, because then I could just eat their food on my lunch breaks. Yeah. I had it all planned out.
Yeah, everybody wants to work at Taco Bell. Even though we've never been to Taco Bell.
Have you ever thought about voice acting? Wink, wink.
I have. I love voice acting and, you know, doing silly accents or voices. Oh, I've auditioned for a couple of voice acting parts, but haven't gotten to do one yet.
Guess it runs in the family, then.
Yeah. This wasn't, like, something that we wanted to do, but like, it just kind of came with the... with the podcast. Next question is, who or what inspired you to start acting? Sorry.
That's all good. I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, and I watched one of the Ace Ventura movies with Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey being all goofy and funny really inspired me, definitely.
Cool. What movie do you wish you could, like, have been in, and, like, what character would you be?
That is a good question. I think if I had to choose, I think it would be really cool to be, Chris Pratt's part in Guardians of the Galaxy, Star-Lord.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Next question is, what's your favorite part of acting? That sounds really weird when I said that.
My favorite part of acting, I really enjoy getting to make people laugh. That's probably my favorite part. I love knowing that my performance is making people feel happy or joy.
That's probably our favorite part of voice acting, but we don't know if we are making people laugh.
Yeah. We make ourselves laugh mostly. Yeah.
That's the most important thing. If you're making yourself laugh, then it's probably funny.
Fine.
And we're recording with other people, so if they laugh, then you're like, okay, good.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any other interests besides acting?
Yeah, I love playing video games, and watching TV. I like to go on hikes with my fiance.
Cool. Yeah, we do a lot of that stuff. We go on hikes with our family.
With our family, not our.
Right.
We went
your
on a hike.
Don't hike yet.
I mean, we went hiking for Django's birthday, so.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Next step is, what did you do before your acting career, or your career in acting?
I've done a couple little jobs here and there. I worked at Disneyland for, like 4 months. and I actually, I didn't mind working there so much. It was pretty fun getting to be, like, behind the scenes and see how all that stuff worked. But yeah. Every once in a while, you know, in any job, there are, like, upset customers that are taking it out on you.
Okay, next question is, what superpower would you have if you could have any superpower?
It's always either between flight or invisibility. I like both of those.
Yeah, those are like always those are, good solid.
Those are solid. I feel like those are the good ones to have like with another power. Because if you're trying to fight off villains, I don't think flying could do very much.
Well,
that's true.
I feel like those are good for, like, dodging people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? Right, but if I'm flying around and I'm also, like, super weak, then it's like, who's helping anyway?
Those are the defense powers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely more of a defensive person,
The last question. The final question is, do you have any acting tips for a friend?
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, just for a friend.
For sure. A good acting tip that's always helped me is, instead of focusing on how you want to, like, sound when you're doing your lines, focus more on reacting to what the other person said and how that makes your character feel.
Noted. And, for a friend.
Well,
for
our friend.
Please do. It's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, we'll tell our friend.
All right.
Anyways, that was all the questions. It was super fun having you on. And maybe we'll have a part for you in one of the... Maybe, I don't know.
Start your voice acting career on a small...
you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, tell your friends. And, thank you for coming on. And,
That was...
Bye.
Bye.
Sure. Bye. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Bye.